Hello and welcome to Lead with Heart. I am your host, Dr. Jesse Hansen, and today I find myself in a little cute beach town of Dominical in the southern part of Costa Rica, and we are heading in to Dualia Clinic and Bathhouse. Check out some of these amazing treatment spaces that these beautiful rooms welcome, this amazing organic lighting. I definitely would love to have a massage in here. If we come over to this side, there's another great little room right in here. Traditional Chinese medicine and energy healing, all sorts of alternative therapies are being welcomed. And again, just feeling the vibe already, it's just so peaceful just walking in. Another thing I'm learning to appreciate about Dualia is not only the holistic and alternative, but also the medical and the clinical. IV treatments and other medical treatments, again, we'll learn more about later today. Part of the reason why I chose to come here today to Dualia is because it is a place of health and wellness. Lead with Heart is more than just leadership. It's about living the best version of ourselves. And so this is an environment that supports that. This is an amazing outdoor shower before, after the saunas, before, after whatever treatments I'm getting here. Able to come out here and just really feel held by this beautiful wooden structure as also cleansing the physical body. So the final part of this tour will take us through this space to actually be able to see the amazing set that we are going to be working with today, set out here in nature. On this side of me, I have these amazing cold plunges, which are ancient way, but again, it's becoming popular again, a way to help regulate our nervous system, do deeper inner focused work. And probably my most favorite thing about Dualia is their sauna. Oh, it smells so good in here. And this is a traditional style of using heated electric coils to heat these rocks and pour the water on it. And it's a way that we can bring that back into our modern life. Here at Dualia, they found a way to weave it in. And just reminding everyone that we're only maybe 500 meters from the beach right here. We're in the middle of a bustling little beach town. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Another amazing set and setting that we can all do our part to lead with heart. Pura vida. Welcome to Lead with Heart. I'm Dr. Jesse Hansen, and today we explore the essence of leadership beyond strategy and status. You're watching Now Media Television. Hello and welcome to Lead with Heart, the show where strategy meets soul. I am your host, Dr. Jesse Hansen, and today I find myself in the cute little beach town of Dominical at an amazing healing space called Dualia Holistic Medical Clinic and Bathhouse. And this is a special place in our community here because this is where people come to connect back into their bodies, to remember who they are, and to help their bodies heal. So without further ado, I am here with my friend and colleague, Jackie. Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for hosting us today. So this is your baby, this is your creation. Tell us about it. What is happening here?
This is the result of a lot of serendipity, which we'll talk all about. But welcome. So we are nestled in a really remote part of Costa Rica, which makes it even that more unique to be able to offer the kind of therapies that we offer here, because you can't find or have access to a lot of the things that we do here.
I can definitely testify to that as a community member. When you came into town, we were all relieved.
So it's funny, a lot of people say that to me and continue to say that to me to this day. And I wasn't expecting that to come from so many people. They would say to me after leaving or before leaving, thank you for creating this. And I said, thank you. What do you mean by that? Of course, I wanted to create it. And it's not until I got those responses that I understood really what it meant for the community. So happy, very happy to have created this.
And obviously, looking around here a little bit, the space is just beautiful, all the work and love. And I know what it takes to build down here. And yeah, this is no small feat to pull this off. So let's continue to just take it in. And maybe if we could go in here and just tell us a bit about what this room's about and what happens in here.
So we were given, I was given the opportunity to work with this space. Again, we're in the jungle, so I did what I could, but the clinic's divided into medical and bathhouse. So this side of the clinic houses a room for our holistic practitioners. So here we have acupuncture, chiropractic care, craniosacral therapy, we have functional medicine, we have massage therapy, just a lot of special, unique body work. you know, the room is designed to be intimate and quiet and peaceful, and a lot of really powerful work happens here. So
beautiful. And I don't know if you even know this. I don't think most of our viewers know this, but my background originally, kind of my original awakening, I was a holistic health practitioner in San Diego and then Los Angeles. And so a lot of the names you were just saying, I love all that. And that goes back to my roots, even as a psychologist now, that the belief in these practices and the way that I know they helped me so much learn how to live in my body, learn how to heal my traumas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so again, it's just amazing because, yeah, there is like a traditional massage, sort of like called a feel good massage or whatever. And I also know there's much deeper forms, and those, right, those have value. Those are beautiful. I'm not downplaying right. them. I'm just saying, I love that you guys are also offering more dynamic treatments here.
And you're absolutely right, because it's not until I started to work so closely beside my practitioners that I could sometimes even hear and see the people walking out of this room, kind of what they just went through.
Yeah, it's really more than physical.
It's not just a massage. Yeah. It's not just body work. It really is digging into a person through different modalities and tools, and really, you know, what do you want to call it? Energetic surgery, if whatnot. Yeah. But actually, our practitioners are really talented people. So I'm happy to have curated that here.
Well, I'm happy you have it here. And as I said in the intro, this is also a medical space. So let's head this way and check out. I want to see what you guys are doing here in this direction, because I know you also do pretty cutting edge, everything from stem cells. But yeah, tell us.
There's stories all over this place. So this in particular, it's called an Icaros. It is hand woven by Shipibo healers from the Amazon, particularly, I believe, from Peru, who serve medicine, particularly ayahuasca. And this particular piece was made for me by the man who served me my first and only ever medicine journey that I did sit with in the form of, you know, ayahuasca. And it is the musical notes, rather, that they would sing as a part of the healing that they provide you when you're in ceremony. So they get downloads of music that is healing to that person. And this was that for me the night that I received the vision for this space.
Wow. So this holds the seed. This holds the seed of Dualia.
Yeah.
Well, no, thank you. I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm so glad you slowed us down in this. And we'll go deeper into that as we sit down. But thank you for pausing on that. And show us what's happening in this room, too, the medical side of things.
Yeah, so people are welcomed. And we do medical intakes with everybody so that we can understand what branch of the tree that is Dualia that they need to that they could be introduced to. So because we have so many different healing modalities here, we have our holistic care, we have our, you know, Eastern medicine and Western medicine, and there are so many branches that you know break off into each. We get to know everybody who comes in to understand, you know, what they need from what side. So sometimes they're in that room, sometimes they're in this room.
Or both, I imagine.
Both. Mostly, usually both. And in here we offer therapies such as high dose vitamin therapy, vitamin C, glutathione, NAD, methylene blue. We do stem cell therapy, hormonal replacement therapy. Newly introducing some peptide therapy. So
it's so beautiful. In the same roof, you can get these cutting edge medical, but also the ancient treatments as well. Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And this is still not all of it. There is an entire bathhouse to this place that we're going to check out now. On the way to the bathhouse, you have to get yourself ready. So we're going to go just really quickly here. I just want to check out what is back here, Jackie.
This was made by a lovely woman in our community as well, with shells from the beach in our local town. So also really special.
Beautiful.
And the man who put all of these up that I met during the process of the construction of this place is now my husband. So every little piece of this clinic has a really special story.
Wow. Yeah.
These were my mother's.
a lot of heart and soul built into changing rooms here. And I remember too, this is awesome. I want to just check this out. Tell us, this vision, to do this in bamboo. Anything special about this you want
it's
us
a
to
shell,
know?
Right?
It's the Nautilus.
Sacred geometry.
The Nautilus.
Being back one with nature, who doesn't want to shower outside naked and with a bit of privacy?
So beautiful. Yeah. So beautiful. And I would be coming in here to shower either before and or after.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, what is this?
This is the bathroom, which usually isn't showcased, but I really like pretty bathrooms, and this is kind of a bit of a display of what my home looked like before I moved here. I'm not a minimalist, I'm a maximalist, so actually each of these pieces holds something special to me. I'll speak just perhaps about this one. That is a picture of myself and Patch Adams. Do you know who Patch
yeah,
Adams is?
Yeah, I know Patch Adams.
So I met the real Patch Adams and actually went on a therapeutic clowning trip with him and his team in the Amazon while I was in nursing school. And it really, really impacted me in such a positive way. And I'll talk more about that, because that's when a seed of rebellion really started to come in a really good and healthy way. Beautiful. Wasn't received that way, but here we are now. So thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I love it. Even the bathroom is laced with intentionality and style, right? So the final part of this tour, we are going to head out into the beautiful nature here. And Jackie, this is probably my favorite part of Dualia, which is the hot cold treatments.
Yep.
So I know over here we have these amazing cold plunges.
So it's a circuit therapy. So it's meant to put a positive stress on your body. It's the vasoconstriction and the vasodilation that the heat and the cold offer. So it's funny, when I wanted to open up the sauna, my mother thought I was crazy. Jackie, it's hot in Costa Rica. Why are you going to put sauna? Nobody is going to come. And it's amazing. And now
it's very popular.
Come.
It's very popular.
They shall come. We have
four of these.
Four professional grade cold plunges that are quite a challenge to keep very, very cold in the jungle.
In this heat.
we have a freezer with ice if people want to take it to the next level. And it's nice to be outside. It's nice to be able to have the grass to ground into. People take yoga mats on the grass. They lay down in the sun. When it's raining, it's beautiful. When it's nighttime and the twinkly lights go on, it's
just
quite magical.
Beautiful. And yeah. I can testify too, just that, the working the sauna and cold plunge circuits are incredible. I've been doing that for decades. And I'm so happy you guys have this. And for viewers that don't know, just working in the colds beyond all the medical and biological elements that Jackie's bringing forth, it's also for me, the spiritual and psychological, it's that challenge, of learning how to live in our body more deeply, breathe through challenges. And so another great place to do that is this amazing sauna. We're going to head on here for a minute. Whoo, it's still already hot in here, even without any heat on. And I know you guys can't smell through the lens, but it smells amazing in here. This is cedar.
Yeah, right? And eucalyptus that we hang sometimes.
Wow. And so, and you guys regularly have people coming through all the time doing the circuits.
And aside from the therapy that it offers for your body, your mind, your spirit, detoxing, mental health work. This has become a hub for community. I can't tell you how many people have developed meaningful relationships sitting here in this sauna.
Wow.
Just half naked, sweating it out, making really close connections. So people come here for social hour. It's really important. So it's who needs the club anymore? Now you go and you do cold plunge and hot sauna therapy.
That's so beautiful. Now I'm already getting the sauna effect here. I'm going to come out and cool off. Wow, Jackie. No, and this is incredible. And then I know there's so much more to say about this. However, we are going to have to take a quick commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to dive deeper in. You all have now seen the amazingness of what Jackie's creating. Stay tuned, because we are going to learn more about the story of how she got here and everything she went through to be here. So stay tuned. We'll be back soon. We'll be right back with more insights, stories, and practices to help you lead from your whole self. This is Lead with Heart on Now Media Television. Leadership isn't just about decisions. It's about presence, compassion, and courage. I'm Dr. Jesse Hansen, somatic psychologist and healer. And on Lead with Heart, we explore what happens when we lead with awareness, compassion, and the body in mind. From brain health to relational intelligence, from trauma-informed leadership to embodied teams, each episode reveals a deeper way to lead. Lead with Heart is airing now on Now Media TV, because the greatest leaders don't just guide people, they awaken them. And we're back. I'm Dr. Jesse Hansen, and you're watching Lead with Heart on Now Media Television. Let's continue embracing leadership with presence and purpose. And welcome back to Lead with Heart. Please stay tuned to Lead with Heart and all your Now Media favorites by downloading the app on iOS or Roku. You can find us on Android. You can find us on all the podcast formats. Please stay tuned. We've got you covered. And to continue here on Lead with Heart at the lovely Dualia with Jackie, thank you so much for being here today. It's great to have you, Jackie. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
My pleasure.
Yeah, and you know, we started off the show by giving everyone a tour and an understanding of everything you've created. So now, this segment and the rest of the show, we're going to be slowing down and almost rewinding to better understand how this all happened. And you know, I'm a psychologist, so I can't resist thinking and looking around, you know, childhood and all of that, the roles we get put into as we're little. So again, you know, in the highlights, but tell us, you know, who were you and what did you grow up into? And did you always know you were a healer? You know, yeah, it's just...
I needed the healing. We all need the healing.
Yeah.
No. So my family came to Canada, to Toronto, from communist Romania.
Okay, so your bloodline is Romanian.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, and I was born in Toronto, but I grew up as a little Romanian girl.
Wow.
I had a brother who was almost 10 years my elder. I have. And I lived duality from a very young age, because there was both a lot of beauty and chaos in my family always. Mm. My father had a really hard life, and he brought that into our family. So there was good and bad all the time. I witnessed it in my father, in my mother, in my brother, and myself. So there were dynamics developed to navigate all of that. And as I got older, my brother found, as he was elder, he found his way to find his own peace and healing throughout some of the chaos in our family at the time. And he leaned more towards, you know, Eastern philosophies like Buddhism and such. And he would, you know, teach that to me. And I would really, I learned from a young age that there were other ways other than the West that I was, you know,
programmed into.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I found my own path, of my own version of, philosophy at a very young age when I was, in university. I really enjoyed, because of the multiculturalism in Toronto, I just absorbed all the different people that I would meet and all the different cultures and teachings and practices. And it like a chameleon, I really, it became a part of me. I really am very multicultural, multi-world in that sense. I appreciate all the different people along the paths that I've met. And through that experience, through that multiculturalism that perhaps my parents didn't understand at the point, I don't know how they wouldn't, having raised me in Toronto, I found my own way of relating to the world.
So two quick clarifying questions. Mm-hmm. One, if you look back at your childhood, what role would you say you really played in the family? Like, you know, for me, I know for sure I was already in the healer role as a young guy. I didn't know it, but I was trying to fix everything and take care of everyone.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, that role for you?
Yeah. I was the rebellious, crazy one.
Okay. Yeah. You're the other
My
side
brother
of the spectrum.
Was like calm and, gotcha. You know, grounded. And I was just always, you know, challenging the status quo. And then it translated into my life during school. But you know, I was always told to, like, be quiet and sit down, Jackie. You know, don't ruffle feathers.
You're too much.
Stop trying to change everything. It's the way it is for a reason. But the reason didn't always make sense.
Yeah.
So when I was in nursing school, I really craved a deeper understanding. It's when I first really realized the injustice that was happening. I'm like, I'm here, I'm listening to you, but you're not making sense.
Mm.
And, you know, I learned a lot in school and I learned a lot in my career, but it was also very obvious that there was a huge gap. There the truth was not being told.
And you knew even from young that there was a sort of intuitive feeling that not only the truth wasn't being told, but this just doesn't fit right.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a second ago, you said that, yeah, it was then you found your own path. Is that the nursing school or what does that mean?
I'll get there. Yeah. I learned that the truth wasn't being told from when I was in my family as a young girl, and you know, and that peace wasn't in the home that the way I knew it should be. So I would speak up from a very young age, you know, don't do that, don't say that, that's not okay. And I would always get in trouble for it. And that translated into every part of my life, including school. So I went to an art school in high school before university, and you know, I learned about Buddhism. I learned about different religions and philosophies, but I really appreciated the rebelliousness that the Rastas had. So I started listening to a lot of reggae music. I started smoking the ganj, and it did really cool things to my brain and opened up my mind. As I use it as a tool, so it actually helped me understand the complex biology and physiology I was learning in school. And I had marks towards the top of my class because of the way that it worked with my brain.
The way that you learned to work with it.
Yeah.
Or you worked with each other.
Yeah. And that was a season. I don't smoke like that anymore, much rather. But that was a tool that works for me. So.
And that was kind of a bridge of where it was still rebellious.
Right.
But also moving towards some healing, because I'm sure you know, like I do, but yeah, just that pure rebellious energy. Like, it's fun for a while, but it usually brings some kind of destruction or sabotage of our life. So
it wasn't the medicine that I considered rebellious. It's what the medicine allowed me to get into the way it opened my mind. So to realize that I actually didn't have to dye my hair every month, and I didn't have to wear the fake nails, and I didn't have to be a part of this, you know, this world I was being thrown into. At the time of, you know, the cool girl and you know, the fitting in.
Yeah.
So I started, and of course I was in that for a while, and then I started wanting to not fit in because there was more to discover there. Normal gets you nowhere. No one ever discovered anything new or created anything new by following everybody else.
Yeah.
So that really became my fuel to listen to the voice that, you know, in a tactful way that might have gotten me in trouble a lot, but it also got me exactly where I needed to go.
Yeah. Right. And ultimately bringing you here. Right.
Yeah.
Wow. No. Thank you for being vulnerable with that. And what I was saying that too is like, not that the cannabis is definitely rebellious, but that's something that would be considered a little bit rebellious culturally.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So you found a way to still kind of fit that old model of you, but you're starting to build a new model. And that's one of the most favorite things I love as a healer and therapist is, I call it adaptations, or just parts of self, crazy kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, as we look back at our life, we can start to see where, like, oh, this one begets this one, begets this one, begets this one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I'm highlighting right now, is to say it's kind of cool how you're still on the edge of their rebellious, because you're doing something that not everyone would smile upon. And yet you're starting to realize, wow, even this arena, there's healing for me in this.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you're now starting to find yourself. You've said nursing school. So this is the birth of Nurse Jackie. Is this early 20s or?
Nurse Jackie actually came from an older version of myself. In Romania, my father was an opera singer. And I grew up listening to the most beautiful music in my home because he wanted to instill that in me, and he did. And then I became an opera singer. So before I was a nurse, I was an opera singer.
Wow.
And I was going through all the processes of training and school, and eventually I got sick and I couldn't sing anymore.
Oh, no.
So that was my first real blow in life. That was my first real, like, personal internal tragedy that I went through. And I was actually in and out of the hospital a lot around that time dealing with all of this. And I then became the patient, and I saw the impact that the medical system had on me in the good ways and in the not so good ways. And the not so good ways combined with the good ways made me want to be one of the positive impacts. So that is what pushed me into medicine.
Oh, wow. That's how Nurse Jackie
That's
got
how Nurse
born.
Jackie
was the opera singer, could no longer sing, and yet you saw a place to where you were getting help.
Yeah,
helpful.
In a vulnerable, in a very, very, when people are ill, when we are unwell, it's the most vulnerable we can be, right? And when somebody comes in to help or heal you in some way, that's the medicine, right?
Yeah.
So I found a place in myself that could offer that to others. So I wanted to embody that, and then I did.
And so that Nurse Jackie starts like early to mid-20s, roughly?
Yes, I graduated nursing school at 25 and then became pregnant the summer of my graduation. My poor mother. Yeah.
Yep. Just when we think we've got a plan, then life happens, right? Yeah. Wow. Okay. No, this is great. You're helping to showcase the story. I want to know what you said. You know, you saw not great things about the medical system. Can you say a few more words on that? Or
I mean, people coming in just wanting to get it over with. Here, take this, do that, sign this, take this pill. Oh, I don't know. Oh, you know, just
the
not
quick fix.
Yeah, fix not me not model. Being present with you, not treating you like a human in a real situation. Just not taking the time to acknowledge the whole person, the holistic part of the crisis of the health or the illness that you're in.
Yeah.
There's so many stories.
Yeah. And I think though, perpetuating this like fix me culture or give me the quick fix, give me the pill, give me the surgery, which again, those things do have their place. However, we both know and live our life by the more mind, body, spirit approach, which is to realize, whatever we're going through physical impacts our mental and vice versa. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, and I have to defend a little bit as well, sometimes, nurses and people in that space, because the system is not designed for you to be present. It's not designed for someone to wake up and want to go to work with so much enthusiasm after so many years when the system itself doesn't allow you the space to be present with your patients. Nurses are swamped. The system is completely broken. So I can understand in retrospect why some people may have, you know, treated me that way. But at the end of the day, you are the front line. You are always the make or break between allowing that to happen or not.
Yeah.
So there has to be accountability as well. But
And to just acknowledge, like you said, to acknowledge the systemic challenges and the places where, and it's not all from malice. It's simply, that's also a huge task to take on of helping everyone that needs help, you know? Mm-hmm. So, okay. So far you've helped us understand the story of the Romanian child born there, but raised in Toronto, rebellious spirit, eventually comes into starting the birth of the opera singer into Nurse Jackie.
Yeah.
And eventually we're going to end up here in Costa Rica. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. Please stay tuned. And we're going to come back soon to continue to explore Jackie's story. We'll be right back with more insights, stories, and practices to help you lead from your whole self. This is Lead with Heart on Now Media Television. Leadership isn't just about decisions. It's about presence, compassion, and courage. I'm Dr. Jesse Hansen, somatic psychologist and healer. And on Lead with Heart, we explore what happens when we lead with awareness, compassion, and the body in mind. From brain health to relational intelligence, from trauma-informed leadership to embodied teams, each episode reveals a deeper way to lead. Lead with Heart is airing now on Now Media TV, because the greatest leaders don't just guide people, they awaken them. And we're back. I'm Dr. Jesse Hansen, and you're watching Lead with Heart on Now Media Television. Let's continue embracing leadership with presence and purpose. Hello and welcome back to Lead with Heart. In this segment called The Lotus, we are going to be looking deeper into the shadows and how we extract the light from that. And ultimately, we've already seen the beauty and magic of dualia. So let's be curious here with Jackie today. What do you want to share with us? Yeah, just where you left off. You're starting to, I would say, awaken. You're starting to really kind of find your own path.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a baby and a relationship. Yeah. And yet, so fill us in from here and what happens. And
so the world was my oyster. I had just graduated and I had all these plans to be this different kind of nurse. And I did have the chance to be throughout my career, but not in the way that I thought I wanted to be. I had my son, Raphael, who has now just turned 13.
Wow.
So it's been a long time. And I didn't realize that the birth of him and what I would go through really catapulted me into what is, you know, now become, you know, the last 13 years of my life. So when he was about 6 weeks old, I became a single mom. And I had felt probably the some of the deepest pain I'd ever felt through the abandonment of his father to our family. And it felt like it had happened to me. I felt like a branded cow, like, here, it's now a permanent part of you. There's nothing you can do about it. And it was a really hard process. It solidified my backbone in ways that you know could have just broken me in half, but instead catapulted me forward.
Wow.
You know, the first little while was hard, because my heart, my spirit was not okay. There was so much newness in my world, and I've always been somebody who felt things very, very deeply from a young age, and that's a gift. I'll never not embrace that now with everything that I know today. But back then, I didn't know what to do with all of that.
Yeah.
So thank God for my mother. Thank God for the people who helped me along the way. But we then had a beautiful life together. We were peaceful.
You and Raphael.
Yeah. It was just the two of us for a very long time, and we had a really peaceful life. Mm. And I was able to grow as a nurse, to grow as a person. And I had a great career. I worked in a lot of different hospitals. I worked in a lot of different units. I learned and practiced medicine. And when I was at the peak of my career, one would say, COVID happened.
Yeah.
And I can say personally, for me, it was one of the best things that could have happened for my personal world. My son and I had a great time together. We got to spend time. I got in really great shape. And aside from all the personal gains, career-wise, this fierce and forceful beast that was being placed upon nurses and staff in the hospitals, this task that we were asked to perform around that time, just did not feel aligned with me in so many ways. And I sought so hard to find what would be the right answer, what would be the right thing to do. What do I do? I studied, I prayed, I talked to people, and I couldn't find an answer that felt aligned.
Wow.
I found medicine, and I sat with medicine for the first time. And like Newton's apple dropping on my head, I got the answer.
And this is what you were speaking of earlier, the Icaros and the ceremony.
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, let's just take a breath on this. This is so beautiful to me, Jackie. First of all, just, you know, thank you for owning your truth and naming. And I've met and talked with many nurses and doctors that it brought up a lot of questions when COVID came around. And so I'm also appreciating your story in the sense of, here you are, you've already self-admitted the rebellious part, finding her way. Now you're a single mom, you're doing well, you're rising in the nursing ranks. And yet this feeling you've known since you were little, that like something's just not fully adding up here,
mm-hmm.
is now hitting you in the face louder than ever, to a place you can't not see it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So yeah, this is powerful. And this is, to me, what I love in the essence of the show of Lead with Heart. Like, this is that moment where it's, do I go with my head and I do what I'm supposed to and what I'm trained and keep my job? Or do I go with my heart, which is telling me something's not quite right here? So the fact that we're sitting here now, I already know you chose your heart over your head, which is awesome. But for the sake of the storytelling, so what? So you're realizing everything you thought was isn't, or?
Actually, it came together as everything that I already loved and already knew how to do and already wanted. It gave me a gift of almost like a trinity. Here, put this together and do this. This is the answer. I left something really pinnacle out. After my son was born and we were left just the two of us, I raised him in a very small, blank-walled apartment. And I was like, this is not it. I want my son to be raised in beautiful nature, and I want to recreate the life that I thought I would be able to give my child. So I started filling my house with plants. I started buying and caring for plants, and my house became so full of plants that I eventually opened my own business called Jackie's Jungle.
Yeah.
While I was a nurse, while I was working,
still in Toronto,
still a nurse, and I did biophilic installations. I would do plant installations in people's homes, businesses, restaurants. So I was doing really well for myself. I had a full-time nursing job, and I was doing Jackie's Jungle, and that was my first real business. And so this comes together because when the answer came to me, it said, well, Jackie, you know, plants are a huge part of your world. I had over 100 in my apartment at this point. Plants, your love of people, your love of medicine, your desire to pull out of the matrix a little bit, out of this Western system that doesn't fully feel aligned with you. And it told me, move and open a clinic. Go to Costa Rica and open a clinic. Take Raphael. Just go and do it. You'll be fine. Go ahead.
Wow.
Make your own medicine.
The best of all of
the you, best of
the
everything.
Best of everything,
the
right?
Best of you everything love that
plants.
I loved.
Come here where you don't even have to plant them yourself. Yeah. They're just growing everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm also hearing in that story, if I'm interpreting correctly, that not only obviously we both have love and respect for the medical system and a lot of the advanced procedures, mm-hmm. but it also sounds like other things you knew and believed in that were more holistic or yeah. alternative, this also synced up for that because those things aren't as welcomed in the North, period,
right.
but especially not in the medical system, right?
It said, go to a place where you would have the space build the kind of medicine you know needs to be built.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what, once you got this message, this download, you didn't
think twice? I came home to my family and I told them, you guys are not going to be happy with me, but Raphael and I are moving. And no one really believed me at first. And then I just kept putting one foot in front of the other until I made it happen. Yeah.
And so now we're talking 21, 22, 2021?
No, now we're talking, I nursed for 15 years. We're talking early 30s.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean the year 2021, the year 2022, shortly after COVID hits, you come down here roughly 2021 or 2022, something like that.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Wow. And you come down with Raphael and you still didn't know, the space. You just
had no idea who I was going to meet, what I was going to do. I had been here before, but I knew nobody in the medical system here. I did not know the medical system here. I knew nothing. I just knew that I had a will, and so I would make the way.
You had a will and a wish.
Yeah.
And some faith.
Yeah. So I came here, and I spent the first year or so really getting to know where I was, getting to know the community. My father would ask me, you know, Jackie, have you built the clinic yet? I'm like, I've been here for 3 months. I'm still learning where to buy milk. Like, give me a chance. How arrogant would I be to come to this space and put in what I think the community needs? I had to get to know where I was first and then build what the community needed. So I did exactly that. I, you know, ever since I made the decision to even sit with medicine, serendipity has been the theme of my life. Not to say that it's been perfect by a long shot, but the waves have always brought me back to exactly where I needed to go. So I had the faith, right? And when I came here, I looked and I didn't know where to go. And I thought that it would be very challenging. I knew, and I there was moments where I thought, okay, Jackie, I don't think you're going to do this. But then the right people just kept being placed in front of me, down to my partner, Dr. Alan Inman, who's probably the most wonderful, you know, serendipitously perfect person I could have met in order to...
And he's a licensed medical doctor.
And he's a licensed medical doctor.
We met here. You had to come get out of where you thought you were supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He came from the States, but he's Tico. He's Costa Rican by blood.
Okay.
So he's had his practice here for years. We met. I traveled to San Jose to meet him one night for dinner. And by the end of that dinner, we knew we wanted to work together. It was just an instant click of spirit. Like, we both knew that we were aligned and wanted the same things. And there was just this innate trust between us. And things just started flowing.
Wow.
And the right people just kept coming into my field. The practitioners that I started with, this doctor that I started with, the space that I started with. It was all just enough and then some to get me going.
Wow.
And my God, this is not a coffee shop. This is a medical establishment.
Yeah.
So
opening something like this in a new country.
All eyes were on me. It was really challenging, but I jumped through all the hoops. I did all the things that I had to do, and I did it and was still able to make it my own in the sense of staying true to you know, the philosophy and the ethos that I wanted to create here.
Wow. Yeah. I'm loving this sharing, Jackie, and one key element too that I believe in, what allows us to lead with heart in our lives. And I also echo that parents are leaders, small business owners, big business, whatever. Leadership comes in many ways. But to lead with heart, I actually do believe faith is an important element in truly being able to access our heart, but even more so. So another thing you may not know about me as well, I'm appreciating all the mirrors, is that it was around the same time, 2021, late 21, that I came down here very much like you, disenchanted by a lot of what I was seeing, but also gave up. You know, it was at that time, it was the highest paying job I'd ever had as a clinical director, and had worked so hard for this and all this. And just like you, I just had this feeling I could not deny. And I gave it all up in six, 7 weeks. I made the flip like that.
Yep.
So power to faith over fear, power to following our hearts.
And I knew.
And I'm so sorry, but right now we're going to take a quick break because it's so juicy. When we get back, the final segment of today's show is about the harvest. It's about really diving into what everything Jackie is harvesting now in her life. So stay tuned. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back with more insights, stories, and practices to help you be from your whole self. This is Lead with Heart on Now Media Television. Leadership isn't just about decisions. It's about presence, compassion, and courage. I'm Dr. Jesse Hansen, somatic psychologist and healer. And on Lead with Heart, we explore what happens when we lead with awareness, compassion, and the body in mind. From brain health to relational intelligence, from trauma-informed leadership to embodied teams, each episode reveals a deeper way to lead. Lead with Heart is airing now on Now Media TV, because the greatest leaders don't just guide people, they awaken them. And we're back. I'm Dr. Jesse Hansen, and you're watching Lead with Heart on Now Media Television. Let's continue embracing leadership with presence and purpose.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you'd like to stay tuned to Lead with Heart and all your Now Media favorites, feel free to do so by downloading the app on iOS or Android. You can also find us on Apple TV, Roku. All the podcast formats also carry this show and all your Now Media favorites. So please stay tuned. We've got you covered. And we're back here now in this final segment of the Dualia episode with lovely Jackie. Thank you again so much. It's so beautiful to learn your story and to hear our parallels. And we were just leaving off on this place of faith over fear, and of being able to really lead with heart means to trust what's in here as much, if not more, than what's up here, right? So here you are. You've come down to Costa Rica. You got no idea how you're going to pull all this off. So help us bring the story fully forward. What's happening, and how did you come to find this place, and what it took inside your heart to keep moving forward?
That's exactly what it was. I did lead with heart because I knew that practically it might have been a very stupid decision. But I knew innately, the same way you probably did, that if I did the right thing for me, the right thing in my spirit, that I would be fruitful and multiply. I knew that I would be okay. So
that's the faith part.
So, like I said, everybody who I needed to meet to open this space, came to me in ways, and in waves of, you know, natural integration. So, a really huge aspect of why Dualia is so special was a part of that process. So, you know, in a place like this, that's so remote, you know, people live, work, and play in this area, and there are a lot of beautiful, talented people who live here in their respective fields. People who are from Costa Rica, people who are, you know, expats who come to live here, a lot of healers, practitioners who have a lot to offer, and we all find each other. And sometimes it's hard because you're visiting one person over there, another person over there. It's hard to connect, and no one communicates. It was like the hospital all over again, but in a different way. way.
In the jungle.
Yeah. So what I wanted to do, my vision was to create a multidisciplinary practice where Western and Eastern medicine truly could exist in a very healthy marriage under the same roof. And that the people who housed this community could be a part of the Dualia community. So we are now working in a multidisciplinary way where the patient is the focus, and we are able to offer one person with one or a complex issue multiple points of very detailed perspective. Yeah. That could help them, but not just from the hospital, not just from one person in, you know, a clinic in some small room somewhere. I'm talking people who have come from completely different backgrounds, now actually communicating, working together to treat people. It's never been done before. I've never seen a cohesive actual medical facility where Western and Eastern medicine are working together in this way, where it's not disconnected. And here, my goal from the beginning, and it still is perhaps in Dualia 2.0, because we're a little limited with space, is to continue to grow the points of contact, to continue to grow the team of people who are able to offer these services and this perspective to patients.
Yeah.
Imagine having the best of the Western and the Eastern world under one roof. And that's what we've started here.
I can definitely testify to the rareness of that.
Yeah.
25 years in the health wellness industry. And it's, you know, maybe it's out there a little bit, but like you said, to actually do it in a cohesive way where actually people are communicating. And I can also testify that multidisciplinary approach, I believe in it wholeheartedly as well. Mm. That's where I've a lot of my past projects were that arena. So I love that you've woven all this together. And I love now even more, I've always loved Dualia since you opened, and now even more, like obviously getting to know your story more, but also to really, and I invite you to even feel this right now with a few deep breaths, like this is one of your babies. I know you've got yeah. a couple other human ones, but this is one of your babies. This is yeah. an extension of you, Jackie. This is an extension of that wily, riled up, rebellious little one all the way through to the yeah. you get Nurse Jackie. And to me that, I also humbly admit that, you know, I have a wild side too. And when I engage in ancient wisdom and ancient rituals, not just with plant sacraments, but just the act of all ancient traditions, they had so much intelligence in them because mm-hmm. rather than just sitting around thinking and writing all the time, they did it. They worked in their bodies and most ceremonies, even mm-hmm. before plant sacraments come in, they're all about embodiment. They're all about getting us to either dance. Maybe it's howling under the moon, and, you know, these things we hear of, and we like to laugh at them. We think they're stupid. We think they're weird. We being the collective North American consciousness, but not only A, let's have some respect for our ancestors that mm. maybe they knew something, and B, ironically, and you know this too because of your deep studies in biology and quantum physics and everything, mm. but it's like, this is actually the most advanced science that we have now on the planet, is knowing that if we do not bring these things together, that the Western medical and the ancient Eastern, we only have a halfway, at best, halfway picture of health.
Right.
And you know it too. I was involved in both medical and mental health systems in the North, and like they have their place and they help, and there's so many shortcomings. So thank you for building this, just also as a neighbor and a community member, and also thank you just as a soul, because this is what we need on the planet right now. Right.
That's so, where Dualia comes from the philosophy of duality, that yeah. two truths can and should exist and be accepted yeah. at the same time.
And the balance of them, right? In the yeah. young.
Not one practitioner can help you with everything. You go visit your doctor. They're not going to fix you. They're yeah. not going to.
Nor is just your psychologist no. on your own. You
yeah.
know? We, it takes,
we need.
It takes a village
yep.
to raise a baby, and it takes a team to raise an adult.
So I didn't come here to be the best nurse. I came here as the uniqueness of Jackie, to be the curator of this space, to be the leader of how to direct this space, our community within this space, our patients within this space. That's my superpower, knowing how to lead people and how to curate a multidisciplinary team.
Yeah.
And this is only the beginning.
I love how you just said that.
Yeah.
That feels really resonant with not only just who you are, but also what is great wisdom here mm-hmm. in this closing section around wisdom, is that you know, for other viewers that maybe can relate to this, is like Jackie you were rocking it as a nurse. Like you said, you were getting more and more jobs at it, and you could have easily just stayed on that path.
Yeah.
But not only did you take the massive leap of faith to come here and follow Jackie, Jungle Jackie,
yeah,
but also that wisdom in realizing, wow, at this point in my path, I have earned it. I have developed myself enough that not only I can go and implement the treatments, I can do the nursing skills. However, stepping into that leadership role as curator not only gives you new wisdom, new practice, new challenges, but it also, now you're creating a platform for so many others to step onto. And then on top of that platform for professionals, a platform for this whole community to come and have services that we didn't think we would have down here in the jungle, you know?
Yeah.
So I love it. And I love to also be reminded, from my frame here, I can see the painting that started this episode off. And I feel like it's only perfect to circle us back here as we close this episode to say thank you to you. Thank you to the Icaros. Thank you to the ceremony. Thank you to that clarity, because it was that ceremony and that vision that brought you to this point. So if it's not too much to put you on the spot as a former opera singer, I wanted to ask if you feel comfortable sharing that Icaro that has so much meaning in a way of honoring this whole vision in this place.
You got one in you? I do remember. I remember the Icaros, the song that was sung to me the night that I had the vision of Dualia. I sing it now as a lullaby to my new baby sometimes.
Please. Truth tingles there, even though this is so powerful to me too, Jackie, as my dissertation was on the effect of sound and vibration on human nervous system.
Yeah.
And even though I have no idea whatever, I could feel that. And it just reminds me, that's another part of the ancient teachings, that frequency based healings and toning, as it's often called. So, wow. Thank you. That was so special. What did it feel like for you to offer that in this context, in this way, being seen?
It was duality. It was Dualia. It was the pain and the beauty of everything I went to, everything we continue to go through that is this life. I don't know how to explain it. All the pain that I went through to get here, that we all go through, eventually life gifts us with what it's supposed to give us. I was gifted my family after through coming here. I met my now husband through the process of building this clinic. I met him here, and we have a son together now.
And your union between Gringa and Tico, like, that's also beautiful.
Tarzan and Jane,
Tarzan and Jane.
Two worlds coming together, more duality.
Yeah, everything about it follows. And I love what you said, too, of just, that continuing to step up and believe in yourself has brought you here. So, such a powerful sharing today. I am so grateful, Jackie. And I want to make sure that if our viewers want to keep in touch with you or know more about Dualia, what's the best way they can find you in the Digiverse?
So we are located in Dominical, in the south of Costa Rica. We are in the lovely town of Domi. You can reach us on Instagram at dualia.cr. You can communicate with us through WhatsApp, through email. We have a great website that tells you all of our services. And this is just the beginning.
Website URL?
DualiaCR.com.
Okay, so DualiaCR is kind of your tag. Okay, beautiful. Yes,
I hope to create more Dualias in the future in more remote towns like this to bring more communities together in a multi-practice way.
Well, I'm definitely going to be holding that in my prayers, and just thank you so much for your vulnerability today
thank
and your
you.
Share and sharing your space with us. It's been absolutely special. to be here and this emblem anchoring us all day around balance.
So yeah.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you.
Honored. And thank you to all our viewers staying tuned here. We will be bringing many more beautiful, heart-centered, open-hearted shares of vulnerability and leadership and real life. So please stay tuned to more Lead with Heart on Now Media TV. We say pura vida, live the pure life. Take good care.